Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about crop circle code. That's correct, crop circle code. Now, I got the idea from this program from a show I like to watch called The Wife Files. And I was watching it on Odyssey because there's no commercials on there, quite frankly, and it's just easy to watch. But they had a ton of information on there about crop circles and different messages that are actually encoded into some of these crop circles. I have links at the Buy Me a Coffee website, and I'll try to put some of this on the UFOwarning.com site, but this stuff is fascinating, and the subject is so deep. Everything from warnings from what appears to be an advanced civilization to straight-up collusion between the CIA and UFO celebrity personalities to obfuscate this subject and muddy the waters. You get into extreme levels of high strangeness. Now, we could do 100 podcasts on this, but I want to break this down into a couple of them I think that people would be really interested in. And this first one, I'll post a screenshot there, and there's other pictures of it too that you can link to, of this crop circle. It looks like a classic gray alien that's been etched into this field of wheat. And next to the alien is this semicircular disc shaped full of binary code. This is one of them. And the warning on this thing is not something that's really heartening, I guess you could say. Now, the article that we're looking at here is from exonews.org. It says, University of Mathematician decodes a crop circle with a binary code in extraterrestrial face. Now, this article is dated May 13th, 2019, written by Arjun Walia. It says, in 2002, in a field near Crabwood, Winchester, Hampshire, England, this famous crop circle appeared overnight. It's been exhaustively filmed, documented, photographed, and researched by multiple scholars all over the world. These types of crop circles are intricate, remarkable, and very complex designs that are sewn into crop fields. Now listen, this isn't a couple of old guys out there with their their boards and ropes and mushing around the wheat fields doing this stuff. It's way too complicated for this. In the video there from the Wife Files, they go into great detail explaining the difference in the wheat stems, how these things are exposed to radiation, how they kind of pop like popcorn, how the plant continues to grow, sometimes even producing more wheat than the surrounding fields. And they compare that to the stuff that's man-made, which the man-made stuff is basically a joke compared to these things. It says, Richard Taylor, a physicist from the University of Oregon, notes that the nodes of these stalks are blasted out on one side and not simply flattened. This blasting effect has been replicated by highly localized microwave heating, which causes water inside the crop to vaporize and dislodge. As a result, the stalk flops completely over to one side. Taylor concludes that crop circle artists are using GPS devices, lasers, and microwaves to create these astonishing patterns of geometric forms. Now, let me read that again. Taylor concludes that crop circle artists are using GPS devices, lasers, and microwaves to create these astonishing geometric forms. That's just stupid. I mean, to think that people are out there with microwaves, creating these huge crop circles with encoded messages in them. Wow, this is right along the lines of the satanic cowtipper logic. Paul Vinge, a British computer consultant notable for work in developing and supporting RISCOS software and longtime researcher in the field, was the first to discover that the messages was encoded in an ASCII binary code. Hard to imagine that anybody that was intelligent enough to create this binary code and go out there and do all that work in just a few hours' time would and have the resources to have, and I don't even know how they ran the extension cord out here with their microwave devices. Look, the stuff is not human-made. It's not even possible. He says, Mita Pitikonen, a physicist from the University of Helsinki in Finland, published a paper titled Crop Circles and Life at Parallel Space-Time Sheets, a two-part series that examines the Crabwood crop circle. Pitikonen reports Crabwood messages consist of two parts, an alien picture and a picture representing spiral-like bit sequence starting from the center of the picture and proceeding counterclockwise. It has been proposed that the message is coded using 9-bit code and that 8-bit portions obey ASCH code. With this assumption, the message reads as follow, and here's the message that was left. Beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain, but still time. And then it says, believe, and apparently they show this as E-E-L-I-V-E here, but they spell this as E-E-L-I-U-V-E here, but in other sources to say it's supposed to say believe. There is good out there. We, capital O-P, oppose deception, and then it says conduit closing. So it's you're getting this warning, okay? It says, beware bearers of false gifts, and then their broken promises, much pain, but still time. This just is a big warning to me, and it kind of goes along with this whole notion that there are different types of ET out there, some friendly and some very unfriendly. I mean, what else can you say about entities that are abducting people, mutilating cattle, maybe mutilating people, and doing all this mischief without ever having an honest conversation with the people that are the victims? It says, Pitkonen explains, the crop circle interpretation relies on extremely general aspects of the ASCH code. Capital and small letters correspond to amino acids, and capital and small forms of a given letter denote for the same amino acid. Control signs denote the amino acid counterparts for the code associated with the exotic RNA. The ordering of the symbols does not matter. One could also use different kinds of symbols, only the numbers of various kinds of symbols telling how many code words are mapped to a particular amino acid or whatever counterpart of the matter. Yeah, these things are communicating on a high level. Let's just say that. Whoever made this circle is extremely artistically, technologically, and mathematically advanced to a point beyond belief. You can say that. This is not a bunch of people out there with their secret, battery-operated microwave machines doing this, like this other person idiotically puts forward. This is something that we can't explain, that we don't understand, in the same way that we cannot explain these cattle mutilations. You know, no blood, no tracks, same thing. Why? Richard Taylor, a physicist from the University of Oregon, outlines it best. Despite ridiculing any type of supernatural explanation for these designs, he states that this is the most science-oriented art movement in history. It's also interesting to note that many of these designs have been studied in a laboratory setting, as some of the nodes of these stalks are blasted out on one side. Not many people know this about crop circles, but the crops are not simply flattened. It's quite clear that some sort of high-level technology is being used. This blasting effect has been replicated by highly localized microwave heating, which causes water inside the crop circle, inside the crop, to vaporize and dislodge. As a result, the stalk flops completely over to one side. Because of this, Taylor concludes, the crop circle artists are using GPS lasers and microwaves to create these astonishing patterns for geometric forms due to the measurement he found in his research. You know, I think that is really, really disingenuous of this professor to make these sort of opaque comments. He refers to these things as artists. Why can't he just come out and say, this is non-human? Okay, he knows it's not human. So maybe I'm being a little bit harsh when I say this is an idiotic thing to say. I should say this is a very deceptive thing to say. This is a smart guy. Why doesn't he just come out and say, look, these things are so complicated and take such a high level of technical advancement that there's no way that a couple people could be out here doing this. This is done by some kind of off-world intelligence, the same way that the cattle mutilations happen. There will always be those who reject some sort of supernatural hypothesis. For those who actually look deeper into the crop circle phenomenon, it's hard to argue that something strange isn't happening. Personally, I would say it's obvious. Well, thank you for at least saying that. The crop circle you see above appeared in 2002. This is a strange alien with a binary code next to it. In a field near Crabwood, United Kingdom. Yes, it was real. It's been filmed, documented, and photographed. There is footage all over the internet. It made a lot of noise as this document in the Crop Circle archives and has been researched by multiple scholars all over the world. Who could do something like this? Who could design a binary code and implant a face with a crop in the head in the dead of night in only a few hours, leaving no entrance or exit marks while being artistically and mathematically precise? Mina Pitkinen is one of many scholars who have examined this particular circle. He is a physicist from the University of Helsinki in Finland, specializing in medical physics. Clearly, he has an interest in the in this phenomenon because he published a paper titled Crop Circles and Life at Parallel Space-Time Sheets. It's a two-part series, and in it, he examines the crabwood crop circle. Now, I really found this article interesting, and, you know, I'm sorry if I'm a little hard on Mr. Taylor, but the fact that you would couch your assessment by referring to what's clearly ET or interdimensional as artist is disingenuous at best. I think these guys need to develop the courage to come forward and tell us at least that this stuff is off-world. Anyway, this is a fascinating case, this crabwood crop circle. We'll look into this stuff more, but take a look at the links I have there and this warning about this thing, warning of deception and pain, and be wearing of false gifts. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.